when you hear the rumble of the racetrack. You're listening to NASCAR on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio. North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland continues on North Sound 1380.
Johnson to the inside of the racetrack will move his way past Dale Earnhardt Jr. to pick up that position. Close call for the leader about a lap and a half ago. Carl Edwards tried to wedge his way underneath the lap car of Marcus Ambrose. Got Ambrose loose up off the bottom of the racetrack. Marcos collected it. Very nearly made contact with the lead car of Carl Edwards about a lap ago.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing, again presented by Action Auto Parts. My name is Steve Mortland, and good to have you with us as we are presenting our oldies show tonight. Before we get into talking to the retired folks, we're going to talk to a guy who's really active around racing in the Pacific Northwest. His name is Al Wade, brother of George Wade, and a couple other Wades that Tom can let us know about. But Al joins us from his home up in Canada. Good evening, Al. How are you?
I'm fine, Steve. How are you?
We are doing well. Tom Glitherow is here with us. We're going to talk about what you've got planned for coming up. Now, this isn't something that a lot of the public is really familiar with, but kind of explain what WARPA is, what its mission and what its goals are.
Well, it's an association of racetracks and racing associations and some commercial suppliers through the Northwest. It started out as it started out 1969. In first meeting was in Pendleton, Oregon, and we've been having meetings all over the Northwest ever since. We went to Reno for a few years and then come back to the Northwest. But it's a place for the local racetracks and associations to get together and see what worked, what didn't work. You know, what's a good show to put on. It's just a meeting just to see how everything went in a year.
Now, it's going to be at the Tulalip Casino and Resort coming up this Saturday. And it's, as you mentioned, it's for racetrack owners, operators, suppliers, and whatnot. But one thing that's really valuable about this conference is it really sets the tone for the 2009 racing season.
Yes, it does. When you come to these sort of meetings, there's always something that someone else has done during the year that you didn't know about that you take back to your racetrack and try. One of the biggest things that's happened in the Northwest over the last few years from these promoters meeting is the introduction of the Hornet class to racing. Mm-hmm. And we all know how big that is in the Northwest now, and that started with some of these meetings.
Now, there's been a lot of emphasis, and one thing that was brought up last year, in fact, your brother George spent a fair amount of time talking about it, was that how these racetrack operators are really fighting for an extremely, extremely small piece of the entertainment dollar. And it's very difficult for racetrack operators to come up with something new that's going to bring a new group of people. You're still going to have the same core group of people that come out every night, whether it be family members or longtime fans. But they're always looking for new ways to bring people in, increase revenue, and keep the track open in an economic time where, you know, it's not that easy a thing to do.
No, it gets a little harder each year. You're correct. The track operators and owners are in a stiff competition for the entertainment dollar because there is so much stuff to do out there now for families, for young people, to older people. There's just a lot of options to go and spend your entertainment dollar on. I know in years past, the older generation will say they used to get 3,000 and 4,000 people at their racetrack, but there wasn't the competition for the entertainment dollar then. Now, and especially now with NASCAR racing Saturday nights, it gets tougher every year.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things are track owners and operators looking at? In you mentioned the Hornet class. The crate engine has been very beneficial to the late model racers, and we'll probably see some more crate engine activity coming up in some of the lower tier classes as well. But you heard any good ideas that guys are doing? I personally think automotive soccer is just an awesome idea.
Well, they come up with boat races and train races and school bus jumps, and it's all entertaining. I haven't heard anything. I'll probably hear something this weekend on something that somebody tried that did really well. So next week I could probably tell you the new and upcoming thing.
Alan, I assume you anticipate a lot of discussion about the health of the overall sport and where you think it'll go in 2009, especially with the downturn in the economy, or at least the U.S. media that keeps trying to play that up. Do you expect that to be a very hot topic?
I expect at our promoters-only session tomorrow night that to be a very hot topic. You know, the economy isn't booming north of the border here either. But, you know, between the economy and the weather we had last year, the price of gasoline last year for the people that come to the races, I mean, we had it pretty tough last year. I don't know if it's going to be worse this year or not, but it's hard to say. We'll really beat that to death tomorrow night.
This is also a time where the traveling organizations, they get together and they determine their schedules. And it's always amazed me how you can get a bunch of people with their own individual, you know, needs and wants and try and hammer out these schedules. But there's a lot of that goes on, too, where, you know, Bill Bailey from the Legends will be there. Scott Ellsworth will be there with the Northwest Tour. And representative, I'm sure, from the Late Model Challenge Series will be as well there. And, you know, a lot of that's, this is where these type of schedules are determined as well.
Yep, there will probably be anywhere between 8 and 20 associations there looking for race dates. And this is where... you know, probably 85-90% of the schedules are set is at this meeting this weekend, and that's why it's a good thing to come to if you're an association or if you're a racetrack, because you can set your schedule, just about get it done by the time you leave to Allop Sunday morning.
Al, a hot topic, I think, in the Northwest, especially with the race teams, is the... Did we lose
That was
him?
Me.
Are you there, Al?
I lost you for a minute, but I'm back.
No, that's all right. That was me.
The string between here and Canada fell in the water or something. a hot topic, you know, I think among the competitors is getting the racetracks to work together from a rule standpoint, from a scheduling standpoint. What can the board, the president, the officers of WRPA, can they help facilitate that so maybe there's a little more cooperation between tracks?
Well, we can certainly suggest it, but as you know, every track operator is faced with different challenges, being from a small market area, a large market area, whether your community is like if you were working in the logging industry, like in Port Angeles, when the logging industry is down, the economic troubles is like regionally, not just statewide. Like it might be statewide, but every little region has its own little pocket of hard times with the money. And we can direct the promoters and the associations as best we can. But when it comes down to it, they just have to decide what's best for their racetrack and what's best for their traveling association. And sometimes that doesn't mean getting along with everybody, but you have to look out for your own first.
Well, Al, I just want to let you know that your brother George's little issue he had here in Snohomish County, it's all been forgiven. He's allowed back into Snohomish County. So it'd be good to see you on Saturday, and it's really a neat time where all the pressure from the 2008 season is off, and a lot of people there. It's a great time, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what's going on.
Well, this being our 40th annual meeting, I'm really looking forward to seeing some of the older fellows like Mr. Glithrow beside you come to the meeting Friday and Saturday and talk about some old times.
You going to have a wheelchair to get me in through the door?
I don't think we have to have a wheelchair. I can probably carry you.
How about Danny?
Yeah, he'll be there too.
His wife won't talk to me anymore. Involved a couple of cars and an intersection in Phoenix and stuff. So maybe if I buy a couple of drinks, I can make some peace.
I'm sure you can.
Looking forward to seeing you, man.
Same here.
All right, Al. Thank you so much. It'll be good to see you, too.
Thank you.
All right, take care. That was Al Wade from WARPA. We'll be all hanging out together on Saturday. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to spend a few minutes with Scott Whitmore from the Everett Herald and talk about his new book coming out. And then Vern Dietz and Carl Zaretsky are in the building. It should be pretty wild. So stick with us. This is North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts here on North Sound 1380.